Take a look at Coast Radio Sports. The Mapleton Sailors remain undefeated. Friday night at home, they faced Giancala on the gridiron. J.J. Neese continued his dominance on the offense with 23 rushes for 201 yards and 122 yards passing, with two TDs in the air and three on the ground. Final score was 48-13. It was an exciting game, according to head soccer coach Lonnie Tomorrow. The Vikings went up against Waldport on Saturday. Sophomore Jason Garcia had two assists and one goal for Siuslaw as the two teams went back and forth. Siuslaw led 3-2 in the final minutes until a penalty kick allowed for Waldport to tie the game on a penalty kick. The game ended in a 3-3 tie. Siuslaw will finish up the season tomorrow at Newport. The Siuslaw Viking football team suffered a loss on Friday night in Adair. Siuslaw was up against the district-leading Sandium Christian, who dominated the Vikings from the start. Turnovers hurt the Vikings as Sandium looked to shut out the Vikes, but two late scores by the Vikings kept that from happening. Final score was 50-15 in favor of Sandium Christian. On Saturday at the Paul Merriman Invitational, senior Hannah Rano scored a second-place finish behind Philomath's Hannah Hernandez. Rano finished with a time of 18:35.13. The Vikings had six runners in the top 20, including a personal record time for senior Ann Wartnick with 20:13.35 that helped the girls to a second-place finish on the day. Senior Brendan Jensen finished sixth place for the boys on Saturday with a time of 16:41.04, the boys coming in third. It was a tale of two cities over the weekend in college football. On Friday night, the Ducks handed Colorado an embarrassing loss on their home turf, shutting down the Buffaloes' offense, allowing only 3 points in the 45-3 win. The Ducks move up to 12th place in the collegiate top 25. In Corvallis on Saturday, the Beavers apparently were not aware there was a football game, as the Utes devastated OSU 52-7. That's Coast Radio News for Monday, October 14th, 2019.